So we had to find other methods of manufacturing those. And coming into the industry at that time was a technology, and this is where the chemistry and chemical engineering all come together, because you now need equipment to do this. But coming into the industry was a plastic molding process known as transfer molding. And the key feature of that was that you could mold electronic components at a much lower pressure than with all of the other molding processes. Because most of the common molding processes for plastics were high pressure, and they would break these electronic components, break the fine wires. And so the chemical industry, all the chemists and the chemical companies, plastic companies, started working on low temperature and low pressure moldable epoxies, as opposed to the longer cycle curing epoxies in the era 13.
About when was this transition?
This transition was probably in the early to mid 60s.
Okay.
And it became industry wide. In fact, it's interesting, sometimes just retracting a little bit. Sometimes, people would wonder, what does a chemical engineer or a chemist have to do in the electronics industry?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to match at all, because of course there are a lot of electrical engineers and a lot of mechanical engineers in the industry. But when you think about it, everything in the world is made of materials,
mm-hmm.
and materials are chemicals. And processing those chemicals into a product is a process, and as it becomes engineering then.
Mm-hmm.
So chemicals and chemistry and chemical engineering fit very strongly into electronics, whereas on the surface, it doesn't appear that they might, but they do.